Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now, here's today's message.
Number 12, believing bad things will happen in the future. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Another thing that can rob us of our peace of mind is by believing that bad things will happen in the future for us. Again, this negative form of thinking will breed discord in our minds. It is the opposite of hope. God wants us to be hopeful. If you've had a lot of bad things happen to you in the past, you may have cultivated the mindset that your future must assuredly hold bad things as well. But remember, just because you may have experienced some bad things in your past doesn't mean you will or that you will have to experience bad things in the future. The past doesn't always have to dictate the future. Satan may remind you a lot about bad things from your past, but remember, you don't have to think about them. Again, I touched on this a bit last week. The Apostle Paul taught us that we are to forget bad things that have happened in our past and move forward into the future. See Philippians 3:13.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back on Monday with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.